Weather conditions across the Midwest will actually trend in a better direction for getting fieldwork accomplished once we finish out this work week. The rain that's expected to occur over the next couple of days across the Midwest will be the last of the more significant systems for a little while, and we may actually be able to go to anywhere from 3 to 5 days without precipitation across the Midwest after this passes. Thursday and Friday will be the wetter days. It looks like rain totals in general run a couple tenths of an inch to 3/4 of an inch, but there will be some totals in the 1 to 1 3/4 inch range possible. And most of the greater amounts of precipitation will occur from the extreme easternmost portions of southern Iowa and maybe northeastern Missouri through northern Illinois into parts of Ohio. Some of these areas will get enough additional precipitation to once again set them back in the drying trend and fieldwork opportunities for a little while, but there will be a better environment coming up shortly thereafter. We do expect anywhere from 3 to 5 days of dry weather to occur in all of the Midwest after Saturday morning, and we'll likely see the majority of the precipitation potentials holding off until later next week. The driest conditions in Iowa will last really from Saturday into at least Tuesday and maybe into Wednesday of next week. We may see something similar occur in parts of Illinois. The difference between the drier bias that's going to be setting up this coming week versus that of the drier biases that have occurred in the past is that the temperatures will be notably warmer and more supportive of accelerated drying rates across the region, and that should put us in a position where we can actually get into the fields more aggressively as we get toward the end of the extended period of drier weather. Temperatures in the afternoon today will still be fairly warm across the region, and that's ahead of the approaching frontal system and rainfall. We'll look for highs in the middle and upper 70s through the lower 80s across a big part of the central and eastern Midwest. We'll expect tomorrow, though, the temperatures to cool off a bit, with highs running mostly in those same areas in the 70s, still possibly over 80 degrees near the Ohio River. In the meantime, tomorrow afternoon, temperatures in the uppermost parts of the Midwest may drop into the 50s and 60s. We'll look for some of that cooler air to work its way into the heart of the Midwest as we move forward in time. This looks like Friday afternoon, temperatures will be running the upper 50s and 60s across a big part of the Midwest, with a few 70s in the west and extreme south. As we move on deeper into the weekend, it looks like the afternoon temperatures on Saturday and Sunday will be notably cooler for many areas, with only upper 50 and 60 degree highs expected for the majority of the region. And that's the period that we may also encounter a little bit of frost and some freezes occurring across parts of the Midwest. The low temperatures on Sunday and Monday mornings will dip down into the 30s easily, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a couple of upper 20s pop up across some of the region. Most of the coldest conditions will be in the Great Lakes region, but we could see some chilly conditions that would be threatening to some of the winter wheat crop and early emerged corn, perhaps as far south as the northern part of Illinois, the north half of Indiana, and much of Ohio. The temperatures in these areas probably won't be any colder than 28, and most of the wheat crop is not far enough advanced to be seriously impacted by such conditions, but we would expect some burning of vegetative development and a setback in crop conditions in general. The same may occur for the few cornfields that have emerged. Temperatures will turn around and warm up as we go through the middle and latter parts of next week, and we'll likely see temperatures rebounding to the point where we see highs in the upper 70s and 80s again by the middle to latter part of next week. Precipitation prospects after this event coming up here to tomorrow and Friday will likely be somewhat limited until we get involved with the second half of next week, when a frontal system will cut through the Midwest again and bring us an opportunity for some showers and a few thunderstorms. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.